It's time for an inside look at the most powerful motorsport on the planet, WFO Radio, NHRA Nitro.
Hey, everybody, we are back. WFO is on the air. Social media, YouTube, Twitter, we are rolling. And it is race one of the Western Swing in the books, the Dodge SRT Mile High Nationals out there at Bandimere Speedway. How great was that? Now, on this show, we were scheduled to have NHRA's Alan Reinhardt, and we are starting at a different and unique time, 2 o'clock. You guys hopefully have been trained to not expect anything. There's no expectations when it comes to WFO Radio. Well, today we're going to take that a little bit further because you cannot expect Alan. No, we lost Alan. Alan and I made this elaborate plan to do the show at 2 o'clock because he was traveling. He was going to be in the air at one. He was going to land at 1:15. We were going to finish it at two. We're going to start at two. It was going to be great. Of course, his whole travel schedule got turned upside down. He's in the air now. He lands at four, blah, 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 et cetera, and so on. We're on the air. We're doing the show. This is it. Got all kinds of other stuff booked, double booked, triple booked in these couple of days in between, right? Some people actually stay out for the Western Swing. And I want to do that someday, one day, not this year, because, you know, I want to make sure things are actually going to happen. And I want to reclaim my status. Travelers know about that, right? The back and the forth and the back and the forth. But someday in the future, I will do the Denver, Sonoma, Seattle deal. We're headed to Sonoma this week. I'm super excited about it. So it's just you and me. And we're going to be talking about the race. No guest, unless, you know, somebody interesting pops up there in our feed. And then maybe I'll send them the link. Maybe, but it is unfortunate we will not have Alan. I think that we have done such a great job of having Alan on Tuesday, like making the time. It's just not working out in this scenario. And I was stuck in a little travel nightmare yesterday. Mini one, mini, right? Like the bump that we gave Alexis DeJoria, a mini bump, as in she made the final round after being on WFO Radio. I don't want to take any credit. The team testing and Del Worsham and Nikki Bonifanti and everybody over there doing a great job. But it was really neat to see the racer that was on the show just days before go to the final round, come up a little bit short against Matt Hagen. We're going to get into all that. We're going to hear your comments or see your comments momentarily. But I do want to shout out the people who make it possible, like Total Seal Piston Rings, the leader in ring seal technology, TotalSeal.com, Matt Hartford. They're all into their new T-shirts. They got all kinds of great new T-shirts with dogs on them and stuff. In fact, two totally different designs of T-shirts for Hartford. And one is like over here and one is over there. Like one is like, oh, that is like super, you know, nice. There's a dog on it, Dalmatian. And then the other one is like about jobs on the weekend. You got to check them out. I posted it in the feed. Check it out. TotalSeal.com, though, is all about reducing the friction inside your engine, whether it be a bracket racing engine or stock eliminator, where they have got some gas-ported rings to help you get the best ring seal, even though you are dealing with very, very strict rules and regulations. Go to TotalSeal.com, and we got a new episode of Hidden Horsepower coming up very, very soon. Check it out, Total Seal Piston Rings. And Marvin Rodak was getting a lot of love on the Ignition show. Giovanni in Miami and I are talking about the Nitro Madness blend and how much we loved it. And I'm sure everybody out there who has tried it loves it too. 817-924-6821. Call Marvin. Hey, Marvin, send me some good coffee so that I can enjoy it. And that's one that, you know, you've made it. Not that I've made it, but you know, we've done our job when people at the track start talking to you about Rodax. Yeah, man, I tried the Rodax. The Rodax is great. I can't live without it now, which is very cool. And we'll talk about the crowd out there at Denver, the Dodge SRT Mile High Nationals. And just, I didn't want to leave the track, honestly. Plus, it was still bright. I felt like there's more we could do. Let's get a gambler's race going or something. It was great stuff. But call Marvin, 817-924-6821. Samtech.edu. All right, the big news of today. I don't know if those of you have still been in drag racing world, but Jeff Bezos from Amazon launched himself into space today. Is everybody up to speed on that? I'm down to talk about that, by the way. If you want, we can mix it in. I think it is super cool. And immediately I thought about Samtech. Like, Bezos didn't make that spaceship. Who did? Like, he funded it, sure, but who made it? And I funded it with all my Amazon packages, right? Like all this stuff. Like what else? What did I not get off Amazon? I got a lot of it. Actually, nothing you see right here. But the young people working the CNC machines and all of that stuff, they're machinists. Now, I'm not saying they're graduates of Samtech, but maybe some of them are. That education, you can't go to work at a place like SpaceX or Virgin Galactic or Blue Origin with a, you know, shade tree machinist education. Well, I started and I kind of picked some things up, and no disrespect to that, because you do what you got to do to make a living. But when you start your education with a strong foundation, then you can go to the highest levels. And that's what we've seen out of Samtech grads throughout. So I saw Bezos blasting into space, and I thought about the people who really made it possible behind the scenes, the programmers and the code writers, but also the machinists, the guys who made the parts that actually flew into space. And I thought about samtech.edu. And as much as I would love every graduate to go into drag racing, right? Like Colliner from Stanfield Racing Engines, but I can't help but think about space and it being the final frontier and the voyages. Yeah, you get it. Frank Hawley's Drag Racing School, the Dragster Adventure licensing courses, Frank Hawley, where so many great future champions are going. I spoke with Anson Brown on the starting line, and I feel like it was his first interview. We had a moment of downtime. His dad is in the water box. There's Anson hanging out with Drag Racing's new little brat pack over there with Taskas and Belushi, and all these kids are growing up together, guys. I got to tell you, it's going to be awesome if we can keep them all engaged in the sport. The next 5-10 years could be so great with these young kids coming up and wanting to get involved. Go find money, kids. Go find money. But they know how to drive. And Anson is like, you know, who do you want to race against? My dad. And he had just graduated from the course and had a great time. And I appreciate him doing the interview. It was fun. But that's what Frank Hawley's is all about. It's almost a total no-brainer where you're going to go if you want the great foundational education. And the Super Comp course is more expensive. But for $399, you're driving a dragster. You're making multiple runs, one half track, two full track passes. You're hanging with Frank. They're going around the country. And I bet if you asked a couple of good questions, you could come up with some great answers. What a value. That's the Dragster Adventure. FrankHawley.com. Tell them you heard about it from Costello. WFO Joe was talking about it. Saw our friends from Nitro Fish up there. They were selling those WFO Radio 10th anniversary t-shirts. I know we're out of 2X. And the deal is we got to decide, are we going to do a new shirt? Or are we going to stay with the same 10th anniversary t-shirt that everyone's already got? I don't know. I'm kind of thinking we should do both is really the answer. Like, why does it have to be one or the other? And hey, guys, did you know that face coverings are back in style? Yeah. And it's not my fault that they are. If it was up to me, there would be no face coverings ever again. But, you know, some people, I guess, want them. And the good news is we got them. I got a box of face coverings. So if you need a face covering for the new mandatory indoor face covering mandates that are happening all around the country because of certain people, you can get one for $10. Is this passive aggressive a little bit? Yes, it is. A little bit, little bit. Looking up at that crowd in Denver, thinking to myself, this is awesome. This is everything we want to be. What is the only threat to this? What is the threat? No, it's very sad, actually. 97% of the people now that are in the hospital, 97%. They like chose to be there by not getting vaccinated. But I'm not telling you what to do. I would never do that. You do what you want to do. You do what you want to do. And there you go. Those are the people who make it. Yeah. Wrapped in a stab right in the back. Right now. Listen, you deserve it. All right. Let's look at this. 26 comments already. And it's just you and me, guys. That's it. No Reinhardt, unless he all of a sudden pops off the plane and who knows. Let's see. Jim Essex. Good morning, gentlemen. No gentlemen. No Alan. Sorry, guys. False advertising. Thought he was going to be here, but he's not. Look at that. I don't know what, I like tacos. I know that. And it is Tuesday. Mike Rodriguez, where you been, Mike? How you doing, buddy? Mike is a world champion on the DHL team a couple of years ago. Stepped away from drag racing. Good guy, though. Great Ignition show this week. Thank you, Scott. We had a good time. We eulogized our great friend, Grammy Award winner, Gary Corbett, who passed away. Keyboardist for Cinderella. Had toured with many of the great 80s hair bands. And he wrote She Bop, and Gary, known to us as WFO listener Spider Monkey Racing in our fantasy league, found out on Friday morning as I was about to board the plane that Gary had passed away, and everything else took backseat to that. Like, nothing else matters other than one of our WFO Universe members, a guy that has more talent in his fingernail than I've got in my whole body, enjoyed our Ignition show every week and played in our fantasy league and called in on a semi-regular basis whenever we asked. Passed away, cancer, devastating stuff, devastating. But the show must go on. And so we did Ignition. We had a lot of fun. It was good stuff. The Joe Show. Yeah, we've done that before. Yeah, the Joe Show is how I really got my start. You guys don't want to hear what I think. Well, just talk to me. Yeah, Roger Geezer. What's up, buddy? How is PDRA out there? Hopefully really good. Yeah, well, I'm here, baby. Listen, love having Reinhardt on, but we're going to get into the results as soon as I burn through all these questions. Happy Tuesday, Joe, says Monica. This could be fun or it could not be fun. Barrichello says, hey, Joe, that's a lady. Good day. All Max crashed himself at Silverstone. That's what I thought. I felt like Mad Max drove right over Lewis's nose and crashed himself. And that's the only part of the race that I've seen. And anybody that's like blaming Lewis, I don't get it, but we all have different opinions. Blake, what's up, Blake? How you doing, buddy? Hi, Joe. Hey, guys, Jeff Shockley. Jeff, I'm a Shockey. I met him at the track. And speaking of battling health issues, right? And Jeff, I don't know if I told you about Gary, but we had a under duress conversation, like we've got to go. There was a lot of running around. It was a great weekend, like one of my best and favorite of all time. But Jeff got to meet you. And all I will say is keep your dream going of driving a pro stock car, bud. Keep doing it. Corey says, good afternoon. Bobby says, got to try that next. He means Ignition, I'm sure. Or going to space with Jeff Bezos. Jay's in the house. Amazon Top Fuel Dragster. Yeah, you could spend $25 million or whatever to go to space, or you could fund like six Top Fuel Dragsters for championship caliber team. I don't know, man. I think I would, as cool as it looked, it's just out of my financial league. Yes, gamblers. Do you miss up here on the mountain? Do you miss us up here on the mountain? Yes, I do. Great crowd, like the best ever. Be a machinist and never want for work again, says, seriously, says Bobby Graham. No doubt. I know, and we say it all the time, and I hope I do my best to convey the message of Samtech as best as I can. Besides, taking your face and smashing it in the hood and saying, you buy this car or else. Is it just me or does the Blue Origin spacecraft look phallic as hell? Jim, some things do not need to be said. They are just so obvious. But then again, all rockets, really. New future of racing looks bright. Certainly does. I'm doing Frank Hawley's in a couple weeks. Classroom only. You'll learn so much. You'll learn so much. Greg, what's up, Greg? Lovin'. And look at this guy, Jerron. I need to take the course, Joe. What, Frank Hawley's? Yeah, you should. The Dragster Adventure. You're on a Dragster Adventure. Jerron settles the flying airbrush, goes out there, and puts two of his paint jobs into the best appearing winner circle. Two of them. We're talking about that because he didn't do so great on the track. Our big plan, Jerron, about you doing the, this is what I'm going to do, and that's what I'm going to do, and it's going to be great. Yeah, one round. Come on, Jerron. Get better. Southern Racer X says, go with a new shirt. Maybe we'll have a WFO design, the WFO t-shirt competition. Maybe we'll do that. Jim Essex, thinning the herd. Yeah. Sad. Sad. Very sad. Let's not talk about it. It's so sad. Saw you running all over the starting line this past weekend. They make you earn your paycheck. Yes, definitely. It is the hardest working job in show business, but it's not. I love it. It's a great experience, and I wish you all could have it right alongside of me and see what I see. Best part, like being under the tower between caps and between force, and they're getting ready to run, and we've got about 15 minutes of downtime, the oil. And just like standing there knowing that every drag racing fan would love to be there right where I was right there. Are you going to do a compression test on your motor before you pull it? I've already done it. I've got great compression and near zero leak down. So per session for longest burnout per class, I guess maybe points, teams face point reduction for oil downs. We did have oil downs. JFR started the year strong, but the funny cars kind of stunk in Denver. Brittany was great, though, hoping the team rebounds for the next few races. We shall see, says Justin. And Justin has been one of our listeners for a long time. Way to go, Justin. Jim Norris, what's up, Joe? Everyone just saying, what's up? Alan Miller, Joe and Roger Richards, and nobody else. Way to go, Alan. You're just dissing everybody. What's up, Alan Miller? There is no reward for making the show better. Well, boy, Southern Racer X, Dave Morris, who got down to four cars at Greer this past weekend. And I know that because Sue is one of our patrons and co-hosts the Ignition Show, delving into a lot of that. I've got a lot of ideas and concepts that I would like to reward. I believe in rewarding great performances. JJ, who was there, couldn't get hooked up. Got to try the newest coffee. I'm almost out, says Bobby Graham. Yes, Jim. Facebook has a mental breakdown after seeing the car counts, I guess. Yeah, I don't know. I haven't checked the car counts for Sonoma. I know that there's a silver lining to everything. And I'm that guy. I'm Ted Lasso. I didn't realize it, but now I do. I'm here better late than ever. Lonnie, no, Reinhardt, man, you better bring some good commentary. Sammy Eubanks, Sammy, I gave you a shout out up there. Hopefully they came around playing songs in the pits, doing a great job, posting videos and the scenery with Sammy playing his guitar. Really great stuff. Come out and visit anytime. We'll take you up and show you the mountains. I would love to see the mountains. Jerron, it was a great weekend, but he gave it back 1,000. Yeah, a lot of that going on. Jerron needs to take t-shirt mailing adventure course. What? We're still waiting on ours. Oh, look at that. Jerron catching some heck from Barrichello. Congrats, Jerron. They look great. Steve almost forgot about the show today. Yeah. Burning me up on the phone. I need more Twitter followers. Yeah. Okay. So Jerron, we have gotten him to start a Twitter account. Everybody follow Jerron. Jerron, just post the link in the comment section. I told you I would try to get you a couple of followers before we do. Can't promise any more than 5 or 10 because not everybody's on Twitter. But put your Twitter handle in the comment section and everybody follow Jerron because we're going to try to, he's going to do some experimental stuff. Not quite as experimental as Flying Ryan's chip photography. And only 4 people got that joke, but they're laughing. I did grab the 10th anniversary t-shirt from the Nitro Fish trailer. So I view new t-shirt. Nobody wants to buy the same t-shirt twice. Great hidden horsepower from the 9th. Love it. Thank you, Jeff. What's the inside scoop on JFR's fine? Didn't. You know, the injector hat. That's all I know. And honestly, couldn't even get to their pit because they were surrounded by thousands of people. And judging by their performance, I don't think it was a big deal. I found that those things are always like, you know, $10,000. That's minimal. You know what it was dealing with by the fine. $10,000. If it was something serious, it would have been more. All right. Everybody is commenting. You guys are doing awesome. Hope Alex gets another shot. He was a phenomenal driver. Having Alex on the show last week was great. But then we did a piece in the pit area. I got to see his first warm up and throttle whack. I felt bad for Palmer. Just didn't work out. I hope Haviland steps up and has him do that more because it's, you know, it's just different. Let's call it. Any off the wall adventures for you and your Denver travels? Yeah. Ground stop, hour and 40 minutes. Brian Lones told me never to talk about those things. So. The last I checked, Sonoma had full fields except Top Fuel. Well, we'll check later on in a little bit. Can't wait to be there. And hopefully you'll all be there. Wish I could have met Bobby and Dom. Dom wasn't there. So I thought Dom was there. Dom was not there, but Bobby was there. Just, you know, they were busy winning the race, Jeff. And since you couldn't get out on Sunday, and I totally understand why, but after the race is over is definitely the best time to go hang with people. Awesome crowd at Bandamere. Congratulations to the entire family for putting on a great event. Jim Essex, want Jerron's Twitter handle. Put it up there, Jerron. Here's the entry list. Way to go, Scott. 12 Top Fuel dragsters, 19 Fuel Funny Cars, 17 Pro Stock, 15 Pro Stock Motorcycle. And so there you go. I don't know. It's depends on what part of the country you're in. Looking forward to seeing Chris Morrell run his funny car at Sonoma. And Rupert and Pomona. It's just we need to coordinate who goes where. I got it and I can't get it out of my head. Me either, Scott. Me either. Imagine, had Flying Ryan and Angel up on the stage. We did a new pre-race thing, dry erase boards and writing down stuff to try to, you know, try to pull, extract more out of them. And we, Ryan extracted some stuff. This is it. Yeah, but see, you put your handle, you should have put the exact link so people could click it and it would bring them right to Twitter. Now you're expecting a lot out of people, Jerron. They're going to remember that. They're going to go to Twitter and they're going to find, just put the link, man, put the link. Give us the link. And now it is time to talk about Top Fuel, where Brittany Force set the world on fire with a track record run in qualifying. 371 shocked the world. But what the best part about it was when we brought Brittany, you know, we're looking for stuff. That short car count, we slowed down the session. You might have noticed that. Had a little more time to speak with the teams and the drivers. And NHRA has spent years and years learning how to run the quickest and most efficient program they possibly can. And those of you who watch the show probably notice that. But sometimes you don't need to run that quickly. And so we slowed it down very consciously. Interview between every run. And then here's Brittany. Brittany's down here. She had just spoken with Jamie. But we got her in front of the grandstand, and it was an epic, unbelievable, emotional moment because those fans up there in Bandamere, they're a different kind of race fans, guys. Not saying they're the best, but they are the best right now because they care, they're loud, they love it, They participate. They're doing the wave without anyone prompting them to do it. That answers everything. And when Brittany set that track record, you know, Friday night wasn't the greatest qualifying session, especially in Top Fuel. It was as if nobody cared about that because it's drag racing and they know that sometimes you spend 2 years away from a track, you come up to unique conditions for the first time. Getting down the track was hard. Of course, Steve got down the racetrack and Steve won the race. But I don't want to say the fans didn't care, but they had a great time anyway. They had a great time anyway. But Brittany earns the bye run as the number one qualifier. She's got to run the winner of Clay and Sean. Clay wins that race, and then Clay takes out Brittany. Brittany left first in just a great drag race. Her 067, his 069. She goes 81.9. He goes 81.5. You do the math. It's a couple of thou. Clay wins and goes to the semifinals. But right in the middle of the ladder, Joey Haas driving Terry Totten's car, which had the Mike Booker's dad's wrap still on it. Joey Haas doing some runs. Terry Totten, I went over into their pit area and spent a little time with that team. And Joey and his dad, Joe, we got to know each other a little bit. And he told me their story coming up through nostalgia racing and all. And they were pitted right next to Alex Laughlin and Scott Palmer. And unfortunately for Alex, but fortunately for Joey, and Terry Totten gets a car down there, 398. That's a really good run, especially for that team. Alex blew the tires off. I don't think the car moved one inch. So malfunction, right? Palmer had a good tune-up. That's the element of it in that, you know, you got a short field. Cinderella stories can happen. It's not like you got a bye run like Terry Haddock did a couple of races ago. So he advances to the next round of racing where he runs the winner of Leah and Doug. Doug Coletta and Coletta Motorsports had a terrible event. Just tough stuff for them. They'll rebound, I know. But Leah gets past Doug, goes to the second round, oils the track like, you know, Deepwater Horizon, Exxon Valdez mixed together, massive starting line, oil down, some sort of problem, malfunction, etc. So now here we go. Cinderella story. Tears in his eyes, I guess. Joey Haas idles it down, sets up to run Clay in the semifinals. The other side of the ladder, Steve Torrence gets around Rob Passy, earns the bye run, goes on to the semis where he runs Mike English, who Mike English got, like, did I say Mike English? Oh my gosh, Mike English, the announcer. How funny. I don't know why he's in my brain. Mike Salinas, Mike English. How crazy. Someone was asking me, Brian Cooper was asking me about Mike English, and I guess that's why he was implanted in there. Mike Salinas. And I'm reading the ladder now, guys. I can't see your comments. But I want to mention Greg Carrillo. Greg Carrillo has run Antron Brown and beaten him a couple of times. Gets around Antron, gets to the second round, gives Salinas a run for his money. Like, close, 390 to a 386. If Carrillo could have been a little better on the tree, who knows? But Salinas gets around, sets up the big Salinas versus Torrence semifinal. Salinas, 126 reaction time. He's working on it. It's not there. Take a year off. You're going up against arguably the best in the business, certainly team-wise. Torrence wins it. Setting up the ultimate semifinals. Joey gets around Clay. Clay having that same problem that bit several drivers, just blowing the tires off right at the hit. One inch. Boom. Practically slung him off the wheels. Joey Haas, Steve Torrence, final round. And there was a buzz about it. And the Capco team, I don't want to say they were afraid. They were not afraid, but they were worried and wondering because the cosmos was aligning. And drag racers are superstitious. And everybody knows when it's your day, it's your day. And sometimes you can't stop it from being your competition's day. And Steve Torrence stopped it. 386, 086. Solid, competent, competitive run. Gets down the racetrack. Joey Haas with a 414. Did a great job getting to that. That team, just to bring the car out for all of those runs. Great job. But Steve Torrence gets it done, wins the race. Steve Torrence, your race winner, again, up on the mountain, and now has got a shot to sweep the Western Swing. Steve Torrence is 307 points ahead of second place Antron Brown, 353 ahead of Brittany Force. And you know I'm a countdown guy. I like the countdown. I believe in the countdown. But I really do genuinely understand the debate about it. Steve Torrens has dominated the field over the last 4 years in a way that is not told by saying he has won the last three championships consecutively. And it just, the numbers, because of the countdown, don't. Now, there wasn't a countdown last year. A couple years ago, he swept it, et cetera, and so on. But this year, like already 300 points, what are you going to do? All right, your thoughts on Top Fuel? Yeah, well, Greg Carrillo beat Antron, absolutely. Clay losing that race was a big disappointment. Not Clay being a disappointment, but it was disappointing to Clay. I figured that Clay was going to win the race. He was on stage with us, and he and Sean Langdon, we did the dry erase boards. Clay Milliken, who I think is beloved by most everybody, everybody knows that he, you know, like missing that one race woke him up. Not that he needed to be awakened, but the appreciation that this time, I'm just getting in his head now, the appreciation that being a Top Fuel driver, relying on going to the track and racing the car, is a finite resource. It will end sometime. And Clay got like a shock of that. Not that he doesn't know it, but having to sit out a race, and I could hear it in his interviews, and I could hear it talking to him, like the thrill of being able to enjoy it again, like he was a kid again. I appreciated it, Clay. But up in smoke. Hot to post it on YouTube and Facebook. I don't know. I guess Geron. I was thinking the same thing. Bobby, come on, Jim. Jim Essex, post Geron's handle. Please didn't show up in my feed. Oh, maybe. Maybe. Where's the old man? Just joking. Talking about Reinhardt. He's on a plane. You know, Reinhardt travel woes. He's not going to be off until 4:30. Thoughts on the demise of Houston Raceway Park? Bummed. But we had Alexis on last week. And if you guys didn't see it, I was really expecting you guys to share that a little bit more, that Alexis, whose father is an investor in Circuit of the Americas, revealed to us on the show that Circuit of the Americas has discussed and researched NHRA drag racing in an NHRA facility. And the only thing holding them back, according to Alexis, and this audio is up in our quick clip section of the Facebook page, the only thing holding us back was that they, you know, there's already two national events in Texas, and that's all that they believe it could support. And so with Houston Raceway Park now going away at the end of 2022 after their event, that removes that hurdle or challenge for Circuit of the Americas. Now, is it guaranteed? Is it locked in? Is it a definite yes? No, it is not. But the way Alexis revealed it to us, and you can hear it in her interview, go listen. It sounds like at least it's on the table for consideration. And, you know, huge thing. Alan Miller was part of the team that designed Houston Raceway Park. They were there flying over the field, picking the spot where it happened. And so, Alan, that's got to be devastating to you, but you did your service, bud. Like, you gave us a place to race for, what has it been, 30 years. So, you know, nothing is permanent, right? Lonnie, the last 2 days I watched all four parts of the Herb McCandless biography narrated by Brian Loans. Excellent video. If you haven't seen it on YouTube, please watch it. I will. Brian has spent so much time with Herb McCandless on there. He could probably do it in his sleep being at Indy every year. Luke says, good morning, Joe. How about Haas almost winning on one engine and minimal rebuilding and TV turnarounds? Wow. Yes, exactly. They didn't pull the heads off the car. And doesn't that tell us a little something? Everybody talking about what we can do to get those guys out there a little bit more often. And I'm not advocating for any rules change, but, you know, it's not like they were running that great. They were catching some breaks, but maybe there's something there. All right, moving on to funny car. Matt Hagan, number one qualifier. Matt Hagan getting a bye run first round. But definitely not an easy road after that. J.R. Todd, part of that tough day for Coletta Motorsports, taken out by Tasca, but JR really keeping the car shiny. After that car made a hard right-hand turn, took out a block. Like, that was just pure driving talent. That was a hard right, a 90-degree right, and JR was able to gather it up. Tasca wins first round. Tasca Hagen second round. You know, they've got all kinds of history. Hagen, 404 first round, 4019 second round, goes to the semis, 4022 against Caps, who beat Force, takes out that battle between DSR teammates, sets up to run Alexis. Other side of the ladder, Alexis runs Jack Wyatt first round, gets a Byron second round, goes to the semis against Wilkerson, and everybody is thinking to themselves, like, wow, Wilk or Alexis. At least it's happening now, where you had Cruz and Alexis in Norwalk, and now you got Wilk and Alexis here in Denver, and like that team is knocking at the door. Alexis takes down Wilkerson with a 403. Alexis goes to the final round. Del Worsham doing such a great job as a crew chief with Nikki, set up in the final. Unfortunately, could only muster a 422, come up a little bit short. Hagen with a 10, wins the race. Dickie Venables, genuinely tears in his eyes. And I went and talked to him after the race, and I was like, hey, you got emotional. Like, lay it on me. I know it's tough. He goes, but people don't understand how tough. He goes, I've never won up here. It's so hard to win up here. And just had some conversations with those guys, Alex Conaway, and just like they were so pumped with this win because they had been knocking at the door so many times, the Dodge race. And Dickie told me, and we're going to have Hagen on tomorrow, by the way, 1 o'clock, super show. Hagen, Matt Smith, Mike Carpenter from Drag Illustrated, Gary Pritchett, all in one show, 1 o'clock, because of the Western Swing. We're just going to put it all in one bag and send it. So there you go. We'll have Hagen right at 1 o'clock Eastern time. But the emotions of the moment were through the roof, and a great victory, and all the people from Dodge were super happy. And what can you say? Point standings. Bob Tasca continues to lead by 50 over John Force. Hagen is now third, 85 points out of league. J.R. Todd, 111 out. Ron Capps, 114 out. And we got a great little log jam up there. Terry Haddock holding on to the number 10 spot by a few over Blake Alexander and Jim Campbell. And it's going to be interesting seeing if Terry can, you know, he's motivated. Blake's got a good car. Is it with Jim Head? Maybe it's a better car, but they don't go to all the races. Jim Campbell, how many races are they going to go to? The Paul Lee sitting 13. If Paul Lee goes to all the races, watch out for Paul Lee. He had a really good car, just took off on, let's call it a little bit early. So it's going to be very interesting. The battle for 10th. Can Terry Haddock hold on to 10th? He's got just under a 100-point lead over Paul Lee, who is the last driver who's got a legitimate shot to make the top 10. That's worth watching. And that's the other side of the countdown, the positive side. All right, let's get your comments. See what you have to say about that. Kudos for Dickie. Yeah. Dickie Venables is a quiet guy on the track. And when you break into his like deep briefing, like, you know, after a run, sometimes short on words, but genuine. He was so happy. It's like the Dodge people come in. He said the pressure cooker is so intense, and to finally get it done for those folks was amazing. Derek, such a Josh Hart fan, but since he teamed up with RL, I have to root against him. Conflict of interest, even though FedEx isn't represented in the NHRA. Okay. Mike Rodriguez, what about Force getting fined for altering his blower hat? I don't know, guys. Everyone wants to talk about that. I don't feel like it's that big a story. $10,000. It's a minor fine. Some sort of obviously out of the spec kind of deal. Do we all want to like, you know, catch someone cheating that bad? Like, I don't know, man. I don't feel like it's that big a deal, but then again, others obviously do. I didn't get a chance to talk to any of those guys, and I didn't hear it bantered about at all what it was. I talked to Tony Pedregon, who was kind of trying to find out what it was, but the $10,000 fine is minuscule. So based on my experience, and maybe I'm wrong, you know, I've been going wide open since. Based on my experience, those are not like you were blatantly cheating type infractions. That's a you were slightly out of spec for something that we didn't like, slap on the wrist kind of thing. So I don't know, Mike. You probably know better than I do. How about Stanfield's new wheel stander? Yeah, they got a story on NHRA.com that says it was the wheel stand of the year. It was not. It was not. No, the wheel stand of the year is not a wheel stand that breaks traction and causes you to lose the race. The wheel stand of the year is what he did to go to the number one qualifying spot in the second qualifying session, where he drove it 300 feet on the rear tires nearly as high as that one. That was the wheel stand of the year. It was just lost in qualifying. But, you know, who am I to complain about the story? But when you do a wheel stand and it unloads the chassis and turns you hard left and causes you to lose the race, that's not a wheel stand of the year. The one in qualifying where he stayed on it and drove it out and it worked and it stuck and he put it on the pole to only have it taken back by David Barton one run later. But still, go back and find that one. Monica loved the Hagen win. Hulk Hagen was on a roll. Super happy. We'll talk to him tomorrow at 1 o'clock. Paul says that was the best fire you have done yet this year. Fire. Well, you know, Reinhardt jumped in on it because I was not going to do it. I was going to hold it back. We had another thing going on. The jet guys were, I like when they tease the fire. You got to tease it. Give us some smoke. Give us some smoke. What's going to happen next? Fire. They were right on the afterburner immediately, but did a great job with the burner pops. And then Reinhardt's like, whoa, wait, what about these fans? And it's like, all right. It was definitely long. Everyone's still after Giron. All right. Let's keep on going. I've raced on the mountain 40 years. I don't believe there's a harder place to win races. Peeps Pennington. Everybody. Something's just different up there. Cars picking up numbers out of nowhere. How do you dial for that? Like, all right, I'm 6 fast. No, you're not. You're 12 fast. Why? AJ really gets a kick out of your fire. Kev, what's up, you Kev? How you doing? Everybody out there. All right, next up, Pro Stock Motorcycle. And yes, those of you out there wondering, Alan Reinhardt is on a plane. He is trapped. We kind of had a plan for the show, and the plan is out the window. And so you're just getting WFO Joe giving his personal breakdown for the race. Scrolling through on NHRA.com. Tomorrow we're going to have the Super Show, all the winners. Matt Smith, number one qualifier, Pro Stock Motorcycle. No Pro Stock. That's a bummer. It's not the same. Pro Stock will be back in Sonoma. Matt Smith, the number one qualifier. And really interesting. Speaking of controversy, Steve Johnson got his run kicked in qualifying. And everyone's expecting everybody else to be cheating. And right away, like a wave went over the pits. Oh, Steve Johnson, that's why he's been running fast. Oh, they busted him with the fuel. It's like, if Steve is going to cheat, it's not going to be in like, you know, Q2 or Q1. That's not when you cheat. They're like, oh, because they caught you. And it was pointless. But people were wondering, oh, there it is. And of course, Steve got his fuel situation right and went back out there and had very strong performances throughout the rest of the race. But Matt Smith was the guy. Gets that Byron first round, has to run Corey Reed second round, puts up a 14, takes out Corey, who is running very well, goes up against Andrew in the semis and obliterates him. Andrew was 0-15 and got blown right by 14 to a 26. And then Matt and Eddie in the final round, Matt Smith with another 11. That's just a couple of ticks off the track record. Nobody got the 190 mark. Eddie Krawick with the track record, as they were up there with Big Speed as well, 189. But it was Matt Smith over Eddie Krawick. Eddie got through Steve Johnson only because Steve Johnson was 0-62 on the starting line. Ran a 7-12-7, which was like one of the quickest runs of the day. To that point, Eddie was 002. And that's what Eddie Krawick is all about. And Eddie, those guys are storming up the points. Needed that round one, but we could have easily seen another Steve Johnson, Matt Smith final round up there. Steve's got to elevate again, is what he's got to do. Like, he has elevated the performance of the bike, and now he's got to elevate the performance of the Steve. And you can't do everything at once. And so I fully expect Steve Johnson to keep getting better and better. And it's a driver thing. You don't have confidence in your equipment. How can you be great yourself? So you get your equipment right, and then all of a sudden, the pressure is right back on you. And you're the reason. And that's tough. And Steve's going through that right now. It's a good problem to have. Eddie versus Angie. Angie goes red. Deprives the world of the All Smith final round. That's fine. We get Eddie and Matt, and Matt Smith, 0-19, left first, 7-11-8, takes down Eddie 17. That's it. And Matt Smith will join us tomorrow as part of the Super Show as well. Middle of the show. We're going to try to compact it into 1 hour approximately with Hagen and Matt Smith and Gary Pritchett representing the Capco team, which is going to be kind of cool. Matt Smith has a 163-point lead over Steve Johnson, who is second. Scotty Polachek is third. Flying Ryan, Mr. Chip. I don't know. I think Ryan should tweet it. Nobody knows what I'm talking about, but you know what? We want this thing to break out, right? He's got his own sponsor, right? I say put it out. Then again, there is someone else's sponsor involved, so maybe you don't want to. Good point. Good point, Joe. Angel, fifth. Angie Smith, sixth. Eddie, Joey, Karen, Corey Reed is 10th. Andrew Hines and Jerry, 11th and 12th. Jimmy Underdahl, 13th. And so the battle for 10th is going to be wild. I feel like Joey Gladstone is going to be able to stay in there because he's such a great lever. Just got to, you know, it's confidence with Joey. You got to learn how to win. Joey's got to learn how to win at this level, at this, and it's not even at this level because he's run some really fast stuff. And he's also dealing with pain. Joey Gladstone is back on the bike, but he's not back to normal. He came by, he said hi, gave him a pat on the shoulder. It's like, oh man, big mistake. Sorry, dude. You know, still healing. So I really think that Joey Gladstone, watch out for him in the second half or the final quarter, because at that point he'll be as painless as he's been in a long time and with the most experience on this bike. He's a guy who can go 00 any run down the racetrack, and that is important. So we'll see. And there you have it. Pro Stock Motorcycle tomorrow. We'll have Matt Smith on the show, along with Matt Hagen, along with, honestly, Gary Pritchett and Mike Carpenter from Drag Illustrated, who's got a new cover with Tony Stewart and Leah on the cover, which is kind of cool. A State of Drag Racing edition. And we'll speak with Mike about that. All right, get your comments. What do you got to say? Santino, what a final round in Pro Mod. Stevie, great on the lights. But big top end from Jose. Well, Jose Gonzalez's machine is now 2 for 2. And I got to say, the cleanest leaving Pro Mod car I've ever seen. It just goes smooth and straight and fast. And that's a new chassis. And I don't know what's going on, but it's brand new. I studied it in Norwalk. It's first race. It's now 2 for 2. In Norwalk and on the mountain, it tells you a little bit about what they got going on over there with Steve Petty, of course, Proline. Jose is a great driver. People don't know him, but he's a great driver. Taught to drive by Bum Harrison, a also fellow Miami Hollywood Speedway Hall of Famer, by the way. But Jose takes down J.R. Gray in the first round. Want to shout out to J.R. Gray and Mike Janis. So fortunate that everybody's okay. Equipment is torn up, but that was pretty nasty. Hard right into the wall. And sliding on his roof, just terrible. Jose getting a bye run, then runs Brandon Snyder in the semis and Stevie in the final. Stevie got through Bob Costa, Jim Whiteley. I was a little disappointed. If I'm disappointed in anybody, like short fields on the mountain, right? Like we're calling out people. Gosh, guys, Wes did the World Series of Pro Mod up there a bunch of years. Wes Buck, such a big dreamer. He dreamed up this big race, went up there. John Vandermeer, Sporty involved. They did something cool. There was experience up there. NHRA brings Pro Mod on the mountain, and you have what, 9 cars? I don't know, man. I don't know. Like, you gotta balance what's good for you and what's good for the category. And I just think some more people could have made that. I don't have to pay to go up there. I get it. And how much they're receiving to win the race. I get it. Stevie was there. And Brandon Snyder was there. And Jose is there. And why? They want to win a championship. They want to do something special. Like, I think there should have been more Pro Mod cars there. That's my opinion. Who am I to say? But yes, that car, Jose Gonzalez, is running right now. Insane. Shout out to Justin Bond as well, who is with us on the stage. Number one qualifier. And he got a little emotional. I saw it, Justin. It's okay. It's a big moment when you look down and you're surrounded by hundreds of fans that are so happy to see you because you are doing something amazing. And that's what our sport is about. Other winners, father-daughter double, Joe and Kayla Mazaris, competition eliminator and super stock. Kayla, we did an interview with her at the end of Parade of Champions, and she was a little quiet. But I think everybody could tell that she's got the heart of a lion, and she and her dad, like, they did something that only John and Ashley Force have done. And now they're the answer to a trivia question. And it was really great. And I didn't know. I thought that Jim Greenheck was going to beat Joe Mazaris in the final round when they stormed past me at my location about 200 feet out. But Joe got there by a couple of thou. Dwayne Scheitlin. Richard Shute posted a photograph from Scheitlin's other Wally in 1979. It was insanity. Won in stock eliminator. Shannon Nicoletti in his Ford-powered Supercomp dragster wins in Supercomp. Darren Dolezal, Super Gas. His other final round was against Kyle Seipel, who we will all be paying tribute to in Sonoma. And it's going to be very emotional and a celebration and also difficult. And I guess it started with that interview with Darren. He said, man, I lost to Kyle in 1992 in a final. That was my last final. And, you know, you could see he felt it. He felt the emotion of the moment. Super Street Tim Schell and his Duster, powered by Chevy. Jimmy Lewis, top sportsman. Carrie Stark, top dragster. Three out of four lady racers in the semifinals of top dragster. Factory Showdown, Constant Aviation Factory Showdown. Stephen Bell takes down Leah by 8 thou. That was so close. And Sean Fink won the Mile High Shootout in his twin turbo Tri-5 Chevrolet. And those are the results from Bandimere Speedway. Thank you, Santino, for getting me on there. See what else everybody says. Put your comments in the comments section. I like what Dale Earnhardt Jr. calls cheating is innovative thinking. We'll dig a little deeper on it. It was challenging up there. We'll find out the exacts, if the exacts are made available to us. Like, do you really think that I can go up and just ask and they'll tell me exactly what it is? Like, whatever it is or was that was out of spec was out of spec. But I think that a $10,000 fine is so low that it wasn't, but this is just my own analysis. It wasn't something that was so out of spec that it was causing them to win races. But let's keep digging. How about that? Joey Rocket, Gary Pritchett, the quickest, fastest, top dog clutch specialist in Top Fuel Racing. Gary Pritchett going to join us from the road tomorrow. We're going to end the show off with Gary Pritchett. Noel, so thankful he's okay after seeing that. Yeah, JR, that was pretty terrible. But, you know, Stevie told me under the tower at Gainesville a couple of years back that if you drive Pro Mod long enough, you are going to go on your, you're going to hit the wall. You're going to go on the roof. There's no way to not to. The lessons that have to be learned, there's only one way to learn them, and that's it. And there's no shame in it. Please, can they just get the buy runs done in the first round of the short field of the 8-car field so they're running for a bump spot? Yeah, you know, we've put that out there. It has been discussed. It's being discussed. You know, I don't know. We'd have to create some sort of ladder. Do you really want three buy runs in the first round? Like, I don't know. I think it gives that Cinderella story possibility. Like, you win this round, you get a buy run next round into the semi, and now you're Terry Haddock going to the semifinals against John Force. That's compelling. That's the silver lining. That's the glasses half full. Like, someone who chances are they're going to be eliminated suddenly can go to the semifinals and maybe catch a break. Like, that's what happens. I get your point though, Kev. I don't have the power to make that happen. World Series of Pro Mod. I wish we could get that card up. We need some big buck races. Well, that's the thing. It's obviously not about the money. Goodbye, Joe, and all the WFO fans. Oh, Al, where are you going, Alan? Where are you going? I'm not a Dodge guy, but the Dodges really showed out in the sportsman classes, says Dustin. Yes, they did. It's a Dodge race. And Dodges, they got to show up. Happy birthday to Krista Baldwin. Absolutely, Krista, the Greekette. Happy birthday. Tom French in the Supercomp door car lost in the fourth by 5 thou. Yeah, Jeff, I saw that. I was watching it. I felt bad. Door slammer chance to go to the final round. Your buddy, you painted it. Jeff painted this guy's car. He was feeling it and just came up a little bit short. $10,000 is chump change for JFR. Well, even for any Camping World team. You get a $10,000 fine. Not that they're, it's not NASCAR or anything, but I know that the fines are commensurate with the level of infraction that we all know, right? And for it to be a $10,000 fine, it seems like it was a minor thing. Like they drilled a hole here where it shouldn't have been, kind of thing. But I will dig a little bit deeper. See you in Topeka, brother. Joey Rocket. Make people draw out of a hate and two of the bye have a matchup. I'm guessing that hate is hat and two of the bye have a matchup in round one. Yeah, you know, I'm all about chip draw, trying that, trying something new. But with a championship on the line, doing it all the way, the people who are against it, I understand their argument. But yeah, bye runs are tough. Nobody likes bye runs. Nobody likes bye runs. But there's nothing I can do. All right, there you go, guys. That is your race recap. Thoughts, final thoughts, as Alan Reinhart getting ready to land. This is one of the best races I've ever attended. Honestly, genuinely. Because we're still having some doubts and question marks. Will people show? People still interested in drag racing? Do they want to come back after this year? The answer is clearly yes. The Bandimere family, to go from the Baders to the Bandimeres, I think it's like that Bader to Bandimere double. Wow. Through the roof on customer service, caring about the racer, caring about the race fan, trying to do things that are unique and special. And that's what Bandimere Speedway is all about. It's unique and it's special and they know it. And yeah, it's harder to make your car run there and it's harder to win there, but you missed out if you didn't go on an experience that you don't know what it's like. Like, I don't know what it's like to go to space with Jeff Bezos. I don't know. I saw the videos. I thought it was cool. I think it's cool, but I don't know what it's like. And so I could trash talk it all I want. And we got a lot of people trash talking a lot of stuff, but if you don't go to Bandimere Speedway, then your opinion is less valuable because the places and the people that really go 110% for the racer and for the race fan, if you choose to not go there, that means you're not that into it either. This was special. It was spectacular. The fans cheering for everything that deserved a cheer, deserved it. Someone has a problem on the starting line and they're getting towed back. And you could feel the disappointment. And the fans are like picking them up, lifting them up off the ground in the moment without being prompted. Hey, fans, there goes somebody. And they just had a problem on the starting line and things went terrible. And so please cheer for them so they don't feel so bad. That's what happens at most other places. Instead, it's like the fans are already like giving it to him. Like, no, thank you. We love you. You'll get it next time. We appreciate you. You're up here on the mountain and we don't have to do anything. It's unique. It's special. The pit area, the way the racers are, the way the cars are, the people who go there, it's unique and it's special. And that's it. Bandimere in the books, looking ahead to the Sonoma NHRA Nationals, heading out Friday morning, another day of Friday travel. Love that. And no, I'm kidding. It gives me an extra day here. It's just, you know, you miss some racing. It's a tough deal. But another special place, different kind of special place, Speedway Motorsports track. So one of the, you know, Bruton tracks, the NASCAR road course, the drag strip, wine country, great food, great people, like a different fan base altogether. You're there and it's just really interesting. And so, you know, what kind of crowd are we going to have? What kind of fans are we going to have? Unknown to me. I know we're going to have a lot of media there because there's going to be no NASCAR. I think no IndyCar. SRX is done. Tony Stewart is the champion in SRX. Chase Elliott winning the race. But all eyes going to be on drag racing. And so I'm hoping, like I look at the entry list, you know, you get 12 top fuel dragsters. Like, man, that's a bummer. But, you know, it's very expensive to do this and people choose when they want to go. Like Billy's not going. He's not going to that one. I get it. They're not obligated. But the racing is not about who's not there. It's about who's there. And so Steve Torrence has got a shot to sweep the swing, as does Hagen and Matt Smith. Matt Smith can become the first one ever to sweep a Western Swing in Pro Stock Motorcycle, because this is the first one ever that they're running at all three races. All right. Final comments. In a second, I want to tell you about the people who make it possible for me to do the show. First of all, if you want some free WFO stickers, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to this address. Castello Media/WFO stickers, P.O. Box 848-353, Pembroke Pines, Florida, 33084. You do all the work, I'll put the stickers in there and send it. You can get face coverings for just $10. I will put stickers in there as well. Go to WFOradio.com. It uses PayPal. You can use a credit card, etc. RodaxCoffeeAndGrills.com. Hot sauces and spice rubs. Everything's good. Call Marvin, 817-924-6821. And samtech.edu. And it's like nothing but Bezos on TV right now. Dude went to space, man. It's pretty amazing that we have private companies going to space. I know there are a lot of people that are not into it. I'm into it. And I can make the rationalization. Like I see it. Not everybody sees everything, but I see that. The more private companies going to space, the more machinist jobs there are going to be. The more machines that need to be machined. All of these things. You want to go to space? You need to be pretty smart. We need smart people. We need to have a reason to create smart people. We need for people who watch the show, who love science, technology, engineering, and math, to decide that they're going to do that. And if this is a motivating factor, I think it's worthwhile. If people are just going to go up there and have fun and say Yahoo in space, well, I'm okay with that. I'd rather them support, like, you know, six top fuel dragsters. But Total Seal Piston Rings, leader in ring seal technology, totalseal.com. Cass Choate, you diesel fans out there, he's going to be our next guest on Hidden Horsepower. Choate Engineering, like diesels. Perhaps the most upside potential of any engine. Pretty amazing. We'll be diving in on that. Total Seal fits the rings for those as well. But check them out, totalseal.com, and Frank Hawley's Drag Racing School. The Dragster Adventure, licensing courses, top alcohol, funny car, everybody getting ramped up to go through Frank Hawley's for $399. That is 0.00000001% of what it takes to go to space. I don't know. I just made that up. You can drive a dragster and have a great experience that lasts a whole lot longer because you're there for half a day. One half track, two full track passes. You know, why compare? FrankHawley.com. And our friends at Nitro Fish will be out there. Get your t-shirt. I think the WFO Radio t-shirt debuted at Sonoma a couple of years ago. That's right. In the Nitro Fish trailer. See Keelan, see Tamara. Say what's up. Shout WFO to them. And someone told me that there might be a Bo Butner signing at a future race. I don't know exactly where, though. All right, let's see what everybody's got to say. Final comments as we get ready to get out of here. Oh, I almost ended the broadcast. That would have been bad, right? Oh, yeah. Totally out of sorts today. This has been a fun one. But, you know. No photos, no nothing. I had Reinhardt. Reinhardt was gone. I found that out right before the show. Anybody else get their voicemails like 6 hours later? It's not a good thing. Not a good thing. All right, here we go. Good job, guys, with all these comments. Fun race weekend, says Jim. Absolutely. Hopefully it went off well on NHRA.com. And how about that new pre-race thing with the dry erase boards? Did that go off well? Oh, I was stressing on that, guys. The moment of honesty. Yeah, we got you some dry erase boards. You need to ask them questions and they need to write the stuff down. Okay. But like, what are the right questions to ask? And, you know, my personal beliefs about the right questions to ask to competitors that are about to do battle, to gladiators that are about to step out into the arena in the Coliseum. Like, what is the right thing to ask them? You know, that's, you want it to be fun and you want it to be funny and you want it to be respectful of the situation. Competition, you want to get them competing against each other but not do anything corny. Or so send your questions. I sure hope Leah gets those gremlins under control. She's getting so close. Talk to Leah after the race. And you know, getting to the final round of Factory Showdown was okay. Coming up a little short to Stephen Bell. Stephen doing such a great job, says he's having more fun struggling than he does when things go right, but now he's back going good again. You know what is it? Tough times don't last. Tough people do. I have no doubt that Leah Pruitt is tough and they're going to figure out this stuff. everything happens for a reason. The glass is half full, whatever you want to say about it. They're getting their bad problems out of the way now. And whatever it is that's breaking or messing up, or if it's personnel or whatever it is, they're sorting it out and they will get in the right place. I have no doubt. And she's going to be ready, right? Because just like we talked about with Steve Johnson, like when you get all the things fixed on your bike or on your car, then all of a sudden it's back on you. And so being prepared for that moment. And I have no doubt she will be. Jim Essex, good show, Joe. Thank you. Bobby Graham is back just as I'm getting ready to leave, Bobby. Love that track. It's one of the best. Reinhardt, very consistent with his, this is the track you should go to from his first time on my XM show. And he was right. Been to band, Amir, kick-ass fans. Well, my friend Jeremy Preston won a high school divisional championship, got to go out there and race in the 90s and told me, you've got to see the track. And many years later, I got to go and see it. And it is great. And there was no Golden Block party, though. Not that I would have been there, but I've always thought they should use a sportsman ladder in the pros. Not a big fan of giving the number one qualifier easier runs through the ladder. This should create some discussion. I agree that, like, I liked it back when one ran nine. But drag racers deliberately trying to qualify in the right spot, right? Like, now it encourages you to run as quick as you possibly can, as opposed to eighth, right? Because when you run eight, then you get to run 16. You get to run the weakest person on the property. So you're disincentivized to qualify as quick as you can. And when you think about the sportsman ladder, talk to any good quality sportsman racer and they play the ladder game. They're doing it all the time. They're like, well, I don't want to be up top. I want to be somewhere in the middle. I want to be at the right spot where the by run is going to fall, et cetera, and so on. The racers will overcome whatever hurdle you put in front of them. Like whatever you do, they'll analyze it and they'll come up with the way around it, the best possible way around it. And that's it. I would like to see, if I was creating an all-star style event, the number one qualifier able to, in order, the top eight qualifiers all the way down to, you know, eight who gets stuck with whoever's left, but to select their competition. I would like to see that. I want to see people have no choice. And this is why we did the dry erase board thing. Cause you know, you ask a question, like if I'm asking you the racer a question, he's like, here, what do you think about this? The racer says, what is the answer that they want from me? They want me to answer this. Heck with them. I'm going to answer something different. Every racer I interview does pretty much exactly that in the pre-race games and stuff. Like I know what they're trying to get out of me. They're trying to get me to say something about my competition. Well, I'm not going to do it because that's what they want. And I'm a drag racer and I am programmed by my DNA to go against what people want me to do. Drag racer. So we got to fight through that. You got to figure out. And that's what makes them great. That's why they're all great entrepreneurs. They figure out the situation and they find a way to capitalize on it. What are you asking of me? Why are you asking me this question? I'm not going to give you what you're asking me just out of spite. Spite. So with the dry erase boards, you have to write it down. What is your first round reaction time going to be? Oh, someone puts up a 50. Someone puts up a 30. Oh, look at this guy's got 200 advantage. Okay. And Langdon is erasing his thing and changing it thing. And all of a sudden, they cannot escape. We're drag racers too, guys. We know about you. We know what you're all about. Best fans anywhere. A lot of great fans around there. But I don't mind giving it to Bandamir so that other fans try to take over the top. You know who else has got great fans? Bristol. Bristol's got great fans. They are loud. They are cool. Look at this. A bunch of emojis from Scott. Who knows what that means? Great weather, says Joe with his Corvette. Leave that sheet alone. You guys want instant racing. Well, yeah, Bill's right. Like it is what it is. Just accept it as it is. And let's get the economy going again. And let's get some sponsors for these teams. And let's get 16 cars out there. And let's figure out how to make sure that the teams that want to take races off do it at races that have more than 16 cars. Things are ramping back up, guys, in more ways than one. Monica, Sonoma is such a great race. Spent a week out there for the race and loved it. It is. Great food, great people, usually good weather. Thanks, Joe. Another great show, says Barrichello. Monica says, fun show today. Thanks. Jim says, thanks, Joe. Everyone's thanking me. Kyle Tripp. What's up, Kyle? I like my buy one in round one, number one qualifier in stock. Well, exactly. No, Kyle, you got to run somebody. Eric Olson. Thanks, Joe. Still missing Seattle, hopefully next year. Well, I would expect next year. I mean, who am I to say? But absolutely. Seattle is fantastic. And that's what I wanted. The one day that when I stay out on the Western swing, whatever it is, like I've had some thoughts about like what's the best way to do it. You know, Sonoma, Seattle, the drive. Like I want to do that. Pacific Coast Highway up there. Like maybe I could embed with one of the teams, you know, like ride up there. Like I'm thinking about it, but then, you know, maybe that would get, I would get on someone's nerves. Maybe that would not be a good idea. Bobby Graham. Yep, Joe, thanks for the show. Who needs the old guys? Just kidding. Meaning Reinhardt. No, man, Reinhardt gets you in travel hell. Jeff and Lisa Deal going to be at Sonoma and Pomona. Nitro go-go, baby. I agree. Love Jeff and Lisa. We need them back. Two races. There you go. And Jason Rupert's going to run, and Tobler's going to be out at Pomona. Scott, Rocket thumbs up 100%. Yes. This guy likes Joey Rocket. No, he means Bezos. The emojis. I like it. Lonnie, I don't believe I'd ask Gary Pritchett about the drag ring mag. Ah, Lonnie, what are you doing? Great show, Joe. Should do it more. What, with just me and the fans? I think about that sometimes. Like, I don't want people to think that I need to have a co-pilot, right? Like, look at Alan Miller. All by yourself, little guy. You did such a good job. Listen, I like to have people to bounce the ideas off of course. But yeah, there's something just new in the audience. But when I do that, I tend to yell at people a little bit more. So, you know, looks like we kept you around, Alan. I love the saying tough times and tough people. Ryan Elliott took a quote from Gian. Ryan Elliott from Cruz's team. I wished him congratulations, right? But the statute of limitations had run out. And I was like, hey, congratulations. Now that's over. It's like, come on, don't be like that. No, it's over. He goes, Norwalk is over. We're on a new race. And I don't even want to connect with that. Winning that race is in the past. We're on to a new thing. And I was like, oh, man, but you should enjoy it. And he's like, no. So we parted ways. He comes back like a day later, and he's got this great Giannis quote, right? The basketball guy, and something about, and I couldn't even tell you what it is. And he's going to have to, I told him to write it down. Something about the past and the present and the future. And, you know, like the I'll get it. But it was good. It was like one of those really make you think kind of ones. Like tough times don't last, but tough people do. Good point. I don't know which one you mean, but I'll take it. I agree, Joe. Bristol fans are great also. Yeah, they are. But we got great fans all over the place. But Brainerd, come on. Those people, can't wait to see them. Bristol is a bucket list track for me, the other mountain. Yeah, well, Valley. Blake, I'm not going to be able to comment much this week and next week. We're in the process of moving to Wyoming. Mom's busy, but I never miss WFO, says Blake. It's okay, Blake. You know, you can send an email in advance. Moving is tough. Moving is tough. I enjoy the attention in the pits features during the races, says Lonnie. Yeah, we did two of them. And we did, should I not tell you? Yeah, I should not tell you. You can subscribe to NHR's YouTube channel and Facebook page and never miss an attention in the pits. And I would appreciate for all of you to share all that stuff, that ever anything, especially those, because I genuinely believe we pick, you know, weird cars. We try to spread it around, show the unique nature of the Lucas Oil Series competition. The unique nature. And all right, we did the Rambler. The Rambler American with the Hemi and the Pro Charger. What? It was amazing. And, you know, like you keep unfolding the layers. Well, we have this. Oh, okay. And then we have this. And it's like, oh my God, this guy. The guy was amazing. And unfortunately, he lost, I think, second round. But amazing cars. And then the other one, let's just say we were all able to climb in it. Yeah. One of those cars. Exactly. All right, everybody. Thank you very much for spending a little time with me. I appreciate you. Sorry to Alan Reinhardt. Did not get on the show. He's in travel trouble. Landing in Indy at like 4 o'clock. Yes. Jason Shade. That's absolutely correct. With his hat. And he was stressing. oh, you know, what am I going to talk to this guy when I'm going to tell him? James Brown, good God, was his buddy. Now, I met a lot of good people. And for me, as much as I love the Cars, it's really about the people, like making relationships with people around the country and saying what's up and WFO and learning more about people and what they do and what they see and what they like and how they work. And this drag racing thing, it's just a collection of really sharp and smart, fun, entertaining characters. And, you know, even the biggest jerk is not that bad. Like you know, we've got this mutual hobby and met a whole lot of great people. All right, 1 o'clock tomorrow, Eastern time, Matt Hagen talking about his win, followed by Mike Carpenter, Drag Illustrated, going to talk about the new State of Drag Racing cover. Then Matt Smith from, he's going somewhere. It's like, you're going to gamble, right? Keep gambling. And then Gary Pritchett is going to bring the show home from Sonoma. And then I'm going to be out the door. So we'll see you all tomorrow. Sonoma this weekend, Nitro Smell, here we come. And if you're going to go to the race or any race, bring your friends. We need you, as in drag racing needs you. And when you get there, you'll realize you need drag racing. Fun factor through the roof. Pomona, night qualifying, going to be awesome. And I appreciate every one of you. My apologies, no Reinhardt today. Don't know what to say. Just Western Swing, it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough getting all the winners. It's going to be tough talking to everybody. We're going to try our best. We'll see you next time. Lots of stuff in the archive. Go listen to Alexis. A lot of good stuff there. WFO.